Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. Today we will be considering the word neighbor. This might not seem like an important theological term, and yet, as we take a look at the ministry of Jesus, we see that the definition of this word had a very important impact on the way that we live our lives. Almost every one of the commandments that deal with the people around us in the world uses the word neighbor to describe those to whom we have a duty. For example, in Leviticus 19, verse 16, Moses says, "You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord." This passage here deals with both the fifth commandment as well as the eighth commandment, God protecting our neighbor's reputation as well as our neighbor's life. In addition, the sixth commandment deals with our neighbor. In Leviticus 18, we read, "Moreover, you shall not lie carnally with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her," dealing with the sixth commandment. It also deals with the commandment regarding stealing. Leviticus 19 again says, "You shall not cheat your neighbor or rob him." And then we get into the ninth and the tenth commandments. In Exodus chapter 20, we're told, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's." Now, the term neighbor comes up directly in the ministry of Jesus when there is a certain lawyer that comes to Jesus and asking him what he should do in order to inherit eternal life. And Jesus says, "Well, what does the law say?" He responds and says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus responds and says, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." And then in Luke chapter 10, we're told that the lawyer comes to Jesus and, wanting to justify himself, asks, "Who then is my neighbor?" Jesus responds by giving the parable of the Good Samaritan. He tells the story of a man who's traveling and is taken under by robbers. They beat him up, they take all of his clothing, they steal everything that he has, and they leave him for dead. And then Jesus says that first of all, a priest comes by, but he doesn't help the man who has been injured, who is a Jew. Then a Levite comes by, and he again passes by without helping the person who has been hurt. Finally, a Samaritan comes by, and the Samaritan has mercy on him. He takes care of him, he bandages up his wounds, he puts him on his own animal, takes him to an inn, and takes care of him. And then he even provides for the care of this man while he recuperates. Now, the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along with one another. They had a love-hate relationship, mostly hate, especially during the ministry of Jesus. Jesus, when he's done telling the story, asks the question, which of the three, the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan, do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands? Well, the lawyer responds and says, the one who showed mercy toward him. He doesn't even say the Samaritan. He simply says, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus points out that our neighbor is anyone and everyone with whom we come into contact. At times in our lives, we think that we can narrow the definition of our neighbor by the people that we really care about, the people that we are close to, the people that we interact with regularly in our lives. But we exclude certain people from that list in order to excuse our behavior toward them. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 13, "For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in the saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." Everyone is our neighbor. The duty that God requires of us in the Ten Commandments is a duty that we owe to every other living human being around us, not only to those that we love, but even those who are our enemies, those who hurt us, those who try to harm us. And so we see that the term neighbor is an important one for us. Jesus explains who our neighbor is in the parable of the Good Samaritan and reminds us that this is a duty that he has given to us all, that we should love our neighbor just as our Savior has also come to serve us.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.